Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. Today, we're going to talk to a first-year head football coach at Wamego High School in Kansas, and that's near Manhattan, Kansas, where Kansas State is. He's taken over the program there, a program that really hasn't had a winning season in a while. Maybe would have about 3 wins. They improved on that this year. And he's going to talk about some of the things that were the key factor in helping them have success in his first year as a head coach. So, Coach Moody, it's great to have you here on the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Keith. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, talk to us a little bit first about your background in coaching and a little bit about your coaching journey.
Sure. I started out as a defensive coach. I've really been a predominant defensive coach and a very fortunate guy to be able to have an opportunity to go and be a defensive coordinator at Warrensburg High School in Missouri. That's kind of where I started off and was able to come back and be a defensive coach at Salina South, which is my alma mater. And that was really something that I wanted to do long-term, but my wife wasn't able to get a job around the area. So that kind of brought us to the Manhattan area, where I was the defensive coordinator there. And then that led me to Wamego, right down the road. So I've been a defensive coach, my entire career. So being hired as the head coach at Wamego, most head coaches, move over to the offensive side. So obviously I moved over to the offensive side and I jumped right into the fire and decided that I really wanted to put an emphasis on the offensive and defensive lines. So I wanted to hire a good defensive line coach and was very fortunate to be able to hire the defensive line coach that I worked with for 5 years in Manhattan, and wasn't able to hire a really, really good offensive line coach. So I took that on myself, and having never coached offensive line, boy, I had a lot to learn. So having the ability to use the contact system that Coach Peters has just helped me really understand the intricacies of the offensive line.
Coach, you mentioned to me that for you, the way you prepared yourself to do this was, like you said, to go all in. You saw this for the first time. We did a public clinic in Kansas City last summer, and you were in attendance there. Talk to us about just using that as your resource, because there's so many things out there. I think the one great thing we've done is we've kind of systematized that teaching. We give you a progression. We give you drills for that progression. And it is very, I think, straightforward in a progression of here's what you need to do.
Absolutely. The one thing that really stuck with me was while it was being taught, I could actually visualize and see it. And I'm a visual learner. And I think these kids these days are obviously, have a lot of materials that they're looking at, and most of it's visual. So majority of what we're dealing with is visual learners. So with them being able to, the lingo that's used in the verbal cues that are used to teach the system just made sense to me, and when he was talking about mixed martial arts, that kind of hinted in my head. I spent some time down in Brazil as a teacher and got into some Brazilian jiu-jitsu down there. And just watching, guys that were 50 pounds less than me, manipulating me and whipping my butt. And it just spoke to me when he referred to, being able to use positioning of body positions and manipulating people, being undersized and not having, really strong guys. First time job, I come in and I don't know what I'm going to have. And most offensive linemen, are at smaller schools. We're a 3A school with, 400 students. You're not going to get an offensive line with 250 pounds averaging on offensive line every year. You're going to have guys that are 170, 160 pounds that are going to be on the offensive line. And so it just spoke to me, the ability to use a teaching system for our offensive line.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, it is hard to get those bigger lines, and traditionally, and I can say I was here at one point too. You really thought that, you know, you just wanted to get those bigger guys and, for lack of better terms, mash people up front. But as you get into coaching offensive line, you start to understand how important the technique is, how important the footwork, the hands, all those things are. And then couple that with where our game's right now, which honestly I think has been a good thing. I know it's been under attack, but I've seen what's come out of that is just better technique. I don't want to say just safer technique, because safer doesn't necessarily mean better. But when we look at what we've done here with the contact system, it is better, safer technique. Talk to us a little bit about that part of it.
Well, you know, I think that kids these days they're questioning everything. They're questioning why they're doing things. And that was one thing I wanted to do, is be able to give them an answer. You know, I wanted to provide them with an answer to how to beat the opponent, you know, on the other side of the ball. You know, I couldn't just say, well, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you're just going to get your butt whipped. You know, that I didn't want to have that answer. I wanted to be able to talk and teach them on different ways to, you know, technique-wise to win the battle up front. And so, you know, we talk a lot about footwork and hand placement on our double teams. And so having those and be able to break down the film in different ways and be able to talk through, hey, you know, this is why you didn't win this battle. And it's not because, you know, you're not big enough and you're not strong enough. This is the reason why you didn't win this battle. And then going and working those techniques out on the practice field.
When you look at the offensive line in general, at any level, you're probably facing, I guess, what someone would call a better athlete. I guess from a pure, bigger, faster, stronger standpoint, that's probably true. What advantages did the contact system give you in that regard?
Well, you know, we talk about, just for example, in our camp, we have a camp in the summer. It was the first camp that I had, and it was specifically for contact. So we had, it was a 7-on-7 academy with offensive and defensive line technique. And so that, all that camp, the entire time that we did work, we were working on technique. We were working on hand placement. We were working on hip extension, and we broke down the movements and we chunked it together, and we used drill progressions. A lot of what you're, you know, the USA football's materials, and we chunked it together. And, you know, just for example, we getting kids out of the mindset of just running towards and attacking the defensive lineman as an offensive lineman, and working those short, choppy steps and then putting them in contact with them, with another defender, and having them try to manipulate each other. I think that kind of speaks to what the technique is and how we were teaching it, and our guys ate it up. I mean, you look at us down the stretch, we had guys asking, hey, you know, this is the reason why I got beat on this play, and we were able to break it down and have a conversation using the same lingo.
I think that's the advantage of using something that's been systematized, is that you understand, here's the key point, here's the breakdown, because you have learned all these things in a progression, and because of the detail that's involved, especially once your players can understand that detail, you are able to quickly identify and adjust and make improvements to things.
Well, even in in-game adjustments, you know, we're talking just for example on the deep, flipping over to the defensive side and talking about, you know, tracking, and that's you know, I just hate when I hear a coach say, you know, why'd you missing those tackles, like just yelling at a kid for missing a tackle and not talking through technique. You know, what part of that tackle were they missing? And we found out, you know, just watching through film and breaking down film in the off season, that we struggle with tracking. And so, you know, it's not that contact piece. It's the approach and it's the tracking piece that we need to be, you know, maybe repping a little bit more. And so having the ability to have those kids come off the field and not just screaming at them, why you know, you got to make that play, you got to make that tackle. That's not coaching, you know, and kids don't respond to that, and they see it, you know. So we try to have intelligent conversation with them about, you know, why'd you miss that tackle? Why'd you miss that block? And having those conversations is going to make everybody better, not only the coach, but the kid as well.
Coach, from the development standpoint, I know one thing I really like about this system and the thought process and philosophy behind that, it is that it is designed to be used year-round. There are several elements of this, especially the postures and the fundamental movement skills, that can be worked year-round in conjunction with the things that you do in the weight room or in your strength and conditioning program. How have you guys maximized your time utilizing this in the off season?
Well, just for example, you know, we did some drills today doing the iron core drills and with bands, and, you know, being able to talk through this, I can ask a kid, hey, you know, why are we doing this drill? And he's like, coach, it's when we connect with a defensive or offensive lineman and we're able to manipulate them and feel pressure. And they can feel that. And so there's an application there in the weight room. And that's another reason why, you know, everybody talks in hearts about the weight room and everybody needs to get a weight room and everybody needs to be squatting, everybody needs to be cleaning and doing these things. But, you know, the kids are in their heads. They're saying, why are we doing this? You know, well, hips drive the hands. You know, that's one point that we talk about all the time with the offensive linemen. And when we're talking about the power lifts, you know, why are we doing those power lifts? Well, it's the hips, you know, it's the hips drive the hands. We're talking about push press, you know, hips drive the hands. And so there's verbal cues and there's visual cues that we try to harp on. And I think the kids get it and they see the growth and they see the application. And that makes a huge difference in building your program. And it's not just, hey, we're doing it because everybody else is doing it. We're doing it for a reason.
What are some of the drills that you've implemented in your off-season program?
We do a lot of stuff with our bands. Just for example, we do a band uppercut, which is kind of it's the same movement as that vertical extension that we want to get with the block. So, you know, and I'm looking for, you know, the hip extension, and I'm looking for, you know, the hands are not like you're blocking, like the traditional fingers up. You know, we're talking about our, and we always talk about striking with our, the tip of the spear. And so the guys are really churning those elbows in and tight. And we've almost gone away from bench press completely in the traditional sense. We do a lot of dumbbell bench press because we can get those elbows tucked in tight. And so they see that drill application. You know, every time I see the bench press, it kind of, I'm just like, why are we doing this, guys? Are we doing this because everybody else is doing it and because everybody tests it? It's just one of those things that probably needs to stop, you know? And as bad as that sounds, I've done bench press in the weight room for so long. It's like, why are we doing this? We talk about, you know, how there's no application, but we still do it in the weight room. It just drives me nuts. So there's things that we do. You know, we do a lot of stuff on one leg. We do a lot of stuff with short, choppy steps, keeping our feet underneath our base. And so we talk about, hey, does this feel like you can be manipulated in this position? And if so, you know, that's why we do those short, choppy steps. So, you know, we've posted some stuff on Twitter on the feet and the footwork and the body movements based on what we want to do on the field.
And I know, you know, the bench press can certainly be overemphasized in some programs. I mean, I still believe it's a valuable lift, but, you know, I don't think it's something I've seen programs that'll do it three times a week. I question that. So it does have a place, but certainly it's not the be-all, end-all of your weight program. There are other things that you can add and implement and get some different benefits from. Coach, talk to us a little bit about your offense and how you've applied the contact system into your offense.
You know, we're a power offense. We do a lot of power read with the quarterback, and so I really feel like this system is perfect for us. You know, we're trying to double team guys, and so having that hand placement and being able to manipulate with our double teams and it's worked wonders for us, you know, and it's really able to use angles. It's, you know, power offense. So we're able to see that application with our, you know, I can look at, I was just watching film just a little bit ago and I was able to see, you know, hey, this guy's using his shoulders here incorrectly, or he's not putting his hand placement's not good. And so our offense is perfect for the system. And I think even more so, bro, in moving forward, I think this year we're going to be more of a zone team. And that's going to help us even more. And so I think the system is perfect for this type of offense.
Coach, what has been your favorite play from this past season? And I guess talk us through some of the specifics, especially in regards to the technique you're using.
Well, we like the power read. That was probably our best play. You know, we coming in, we knew we weren't going to have a quarterback that was really experienced enough to throw the ball a ton, but he was a really good athlete, and so we had a good scat back that we felt like could get the edge, and so we were able to run power read effectively, and reading that in man on the line of scrimmage, and so we were trying to double team that three tech to the backside backer, and you know, so that was the intricacies of that double team is what we worked on a ton, and so that was one thing that we drilled in a lot. And so we were able to use what the techniques that were used in the weight room, you know, with the iron cross and being able to work on double teams and talk about how, you know, hey, we can't let this guy split this double team. And we were able to really be effective with all of our blocking schemes with that power read. And, you know, I think towards the end, we started implementing a little bit of outside zone because people knew that we were going to run that play. And so having that footwork and that hand placement on the outside zone, that was huge for us. You know, we talked through being able to take that lateral step and punching with our inside hand and being able to see that on film and talk about that. You know, that was huge for us. And I felt like our guys really got it. And once we worked that, you know, the techniques that were in the system, we were able to implement, you know, our plays better. Our schemes were way better than what they were at the beginning of the summer. You know, the beginning of the summer, the guys are just learning the system. You know, their elbows were flared out. And, you know, we started using some bands as our cuffs. And so we were really working on keeping those elbows in tight. And I felt like the kids really embraced it. And they could feel the strength that they had. And I also, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, this is an art form, you know, we're not going to run a ton of plays. We're just going to be really good at what we do. And not only just knowing where to go, but knowing what to do when you get there, that was a huge difference. And from the beginning of the season, beginning of the summer, till the end, I mean, we were working on all fronts and we were able to, I felt like as a staff and as a team, we were able to have conversations and, you know, we weren't just trying to reinvent the wheel late in the season and, you know, run different plays and draw stuff up in the sand. You know, I feel like sometimes people, you know, they want to change. And so they switch to a different play and they think it's the play. Well, it's not the play, it's the technique, or it's the kids not understanding the techniques and where to go. So we didn't do a lot, you know, we did most of our was quarterback run game and power schemes. And we didn't do a ton of things, but we were really good at what we did and the techniques behind it. We were really good at that as well.
Because something interesting I've seen and talked with coaches here recently who have really gotten detailed on their technique. And, you know, it's been both with the contact system, it's been with the advanced tackling system and some of the guys who use that, you know, this prior season, something we just released here. It was, you know, Coach Partridge the other day from California, state champion there, talking about, you know, some of the stuff that's become part of it was actually some special teams technique. He talked about that. Those techniques and that detail, because when you know, Brian Kite, been on here several times, culture is about behaviors. Well, some of those behaviors are things that have to happen out on the field. We need certain things to happen. We have to understand it. We have to perform a certain way. What I'm seeing, though, is when the guys talk about these systems and the communication and the lingo that's become part of it, is this kind of becomes woven into the fabric of their culture. How has that happened at Wamego?
Well, you know, I think it's like you talked about earlier. You know, we talked about the community, and you know, my practices are open. I want as many people to come out and watch as they want. I mean, I want them to see us work that technique, and I want to talk about safety. I want to talk about why we're doing things. You know, we had public viewings of our game every week, and parents could come in and watch the game, and we talk through, you know, what I was thinking here and the techniques behind what we're doing and why this play didn't work. And, you know, that's the thing that you have to do in your program. It's got to be, everybody's got to be bought in on it. And that's where I feel like with football, we're at a kind of standstill, is that there's still some people out there that want to do things the way they've always been done. And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, I sat in a lot of clinics and watched, you know, some, just for example, watched some guys that were talking about down blocks and just using the 3 points of contact and you know, using the face mask as a point of contact. It's just not what I'm going to do. You know, I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, I'm saying I'm not going to do it that way. I want to teach our guys the correct way, the safe way that I feel is going to get them and make them successful. You know, when we do double teams and we do some wing T concepts, you know, we'll down block, but we're not going to strike with our helmet. It's just not what we're going to do. You know, we're going to use our shoulder, but what happens when we use our shoulder, and are we just going to bounce off? I mean, I want to be able to tell these guys, give them techniques that are applicable to the game. And so, you know, that's where the hand placement comes in, and how do we hit with our hands? And kids don't know. They really don't know what to do when they get there. And you know, that's where football's at. I think that they're taking time away from us when they should be giving us more time to drill these techniques. And so that's one thing in Kansas. We don't have spring football, and they're also taking away summertime from us. I mean, it seems like they're taking more, you know, time that we get as far as drilling with contact and using pads the way the game's played. They're taking that away from us. And I think that it should be giving us more time. And so that's where I'm at with this. And I get pretty passionate about it because I know that the sport is at a standstill right now. And yes, it's a physical game. You know, that was the one thing I said in my speech, you know, to the parents, is we're going to play physical, but we're going to play safe, and we're going to drill technique, and we're going to be the most technique sound team that you'll see. You know, you're not going to see us lead with our heads. We're just not going to do it. One thing we're gonna do as a team, and I think the kids are bought into that. You know, we talk about the weight room. We want to train in the weight room. We're not here to do workouts. We're here to train. We're gonna do it for a reason. Everything we do is gonna be for a reason.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate the approach you've taken here in implementing this stuff, and your willingness to look at things a different way. I know that's part of the challenge when you first see some of these techniques. It was a challenge for me when I first saw some of this stuff. I think it was around 2011 or so is when I had my introduction to some of these techniques. But once we started using them, they made a lot of sense. And, you know, I'm thinking in 2011, what was at the forefront of our mind at that time wasn't necessarily safety. It was about performance and getting better. And what I really like about this, though, as I learn more about it, is that this does provide a safer way of blocking and on the other side of defeating blocks. So I appreciate you getting into this with us and explain a little bit of how you implemented it. How can our coaches reach out to you and learn more about things you're doing at Wamego?
You know, I'm pretty active on Twitter. We talked earlier. It's one of those things, you know, Twitter's such a good avenue to learn from coaches and learn from people out there that are putting tons of material out. So that's probably the easiest way to reach me. It's my handle's at Coach WM. And really, that's a good way to reach me. And so, you know, don't hesitate to send me any map. We'll send film. We'd love to send some film out on what we're trying to do as far as drill work. I mean, a lot of the drills that we do have we've implemented from USA Football, and so I thank you for that.
Coach, I appreciate your time. For the coaches out there, we talked about some resources available here. So if you are interested in the contact system or the advanced tackling system, you can go to footballdevelopment.com, register there, and get 3 free videos to check out some of that. If you're interested in our leadership system, I mentioned Brian Kiten and some of the things we do with him. That's at usafootball.com/focus3. Coach, good luck to you this season, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, Keith.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.